Welcome to That Weekend Feeling with Darren Mann.
Now, cricket in South Africa will take on an Indian flavour when the country's all-new T20 tournament sparks into life in January of next year. Cricket South Africa announced this week that six Indian Premier League owners had successfully bid for ownership of all the country's city-based franchises, including Kabeja. The unit there will be based at St. George's Park, and they were bought by the owners of the Sunrisers Hyderabad. Talking us through the process and what gave rise to this very, very exciting development is the Eastern Province Cricket Chief, Mark Williams. Mark, thank you for joining us. Exciting times.
Indeed, Al. It's a very exciting times. Good morning to you and your listeners.
How long have these developments been in the pipeline?
As you know, we had a few starts with T20. I think it's long in the making. South Africa needs this kind of product because I think we're lagging behind many of the other cricketing nations. And since 2017, as you know, we upgraded our stadium in preparation for the then addition of it. And then there was a local flavor to it. And, of course, we've always been ready. And, you know, and we were quite aware of the processes behind the scenes. And, of course, St. George's Park being a test venue, we were always geared towards the kind of stadium that would attract cricket investors in our city.
Do you find it curious that each and every one of these six successful bidders are existing IPL owners?
No, not at all. I think cricket is becoming a world, you know, it's a global game, and it's a big business, and we know that the IPL is the biggest T20 league in the world. So that's not, and I think it just came banana about the ones who got the biggest purse and the capabilities, and we're certainly excited to have in South Africa.
We're going to learn about this as we go along, but give us an idea of the players, for example. Does it mean automatically that players playing for Sunrisers Hyderabad will be turning out for the franchise here, or is that still up in the air?
That's still up in the air. You know, we're going to have to put some playing conditions together. That's the new league, and, you know, the league owners are Cricket South Africa, Super Sport, and a former IPL COO. And I think they putting together, you know, the playing conditions, the rule book. And I think hopefully the next couple of weeks we'll have a lot more of that. And I think there's a bit of negotiations as well. But we would hope that we'll have some of those players coming through. But certainly there's going to be an international flavor to our team.
Some more detail regarding the deal. Do you have contact with the new owners who will be playing out of St. George's Park? What are your responsibilities? Will you be handing the ground over to them for the period of the competition?
So what happened is, because this was quite a process in terms of the bidding, as you would know, St. George's Park and various cricket stadiums across the country is well known. So what the bidders did, like they did in the past, you know, got into the stats. We've provided stats a few times over, so those stats is quite familiar. And in that process, you know, the different stadiums were evaluated by the various bidders. It's not just the six. I believe it's a lot more than that. And, of course, St. George's Park being a and the city and the province being a really cricket city in many ways, it was always going to be a favorite destination for any of these bidders. So what we will be doing is as operators of the stadium, and we've been doing that for a long time now, hosting internationals, top class, even the previous IPL. So the expectation is that we will provide the hosting management for the stadium. You know, the team management would reside with our with the new franchise owners, mm-hmm. and we will do what we always do as done in the past, as host these teams.
Will you once again be making use of local contractors for the various services?
For sure. I don't see from a business perspective and a cost perspective how I think that's key to the financial success of this event. You know, it's rand based as opposed to dollar based. So I'm sure that you know, local contractors, and there's certain laws that also will require us to use local contractors in a sense of compliance. You know, if you think about things like the Liquor Act and all those kind of things. So I'm seeing very much a local flavor when it comes to service providers.
Mark, much like 2009 offered us the opportunity, we do get a chance to present ourselves as a tourist destination to the rest of the cricketing world.
Indeed. I mean, I just recently got a stat from our Cricket South Africa and some of our service providers. The last time we had a T20, you remember, at the beginning of the year, Cricket South Africa spent more than 35 million rand into the city for accommodation, players, and so on. Mm. And that was at the local level. And clearly that had a major spin-offs to the rest of the city. And I see that also happening with this T20. Now, this is not the once-off, and we believe that, you know, Graham being in leading the ship, I think this is going to be something that's going to be at least for the next 5 to 10 years. So I think we're looking forward to having building up. It will probably be a slow start, but we're hoping that with our international partners, we will have a lot of tourists coming into the city.
Indeed, good news. Now, aligning with CSA's ambition to turn the league into one of the best in the world, I understand there's going to be a salary cap for the players in each franchise. Do you know anything about that?
I've heard that, like you, in the media, but waiting to see how that unfolds. I think that's going to be down to negotiations. I know the commissioner, Graham, is just going out there just recruiting international players because, again, they see this as a top-class destination for international players to apply their skills. So, you know, it's going to be having a competition between other leagues across the world, and I think that is where it's going to come down to with when it comes to the contracts and the salary caps.
And I'm sure you'd agree this is going to have a very positive impact on our next generation of cricketers coming through as they see, hopefully, the top players in the world in this competition.
For sure. I mean, you know, I'm sure our local lads over here, our own franchise, is very much going to be involved in whatever way, form. I mean, training sessions, you know, practice games. We got our local, of course, support team led by Robbie. I think those are guys that I believe will have some good contributions to this new team, and of course. The fact that our youngsters are going to have a sight of their heroes and future heroes, I think that's also going to be stimulating the growth of the game in the region.
Do you deal directly with the new franchise owners, or is that done via Cricket South Africa? And does this competition replace the existing CSA T20, or will that still run alongside as before?
Let me answer the last one first. For me, it's still very important. I think for Cricket South Africa, it's still very important that we have our own domestic, well-attended T20. I think that's important to have that league, especially from a commercial perspective. You know, the T20 leagues all over the world, including the local ones, are cash-generating because it's televised and so on. So I think it's important that we still have that in place. And I do think, certainly from my perspective, we will challenge for that not to go away. In my engagement with the team, yes, there will have to be an engagement with the team and the team owners. We'll probably have a conversation in the next 2 weeks or so. And that conversation was around, you know, hosting it and, of course, you know, the facilities and how best we can, given our understanding of the local environment, how best we can contribute to the success of the management of the new franchise.
We appreciate you joining us today on that Weekend Feeling, Eastern Province Cricket Chief Executive Mark Williams. Have a good day, Mark.
Thank you.
That was that Weekend Feeling with Darren Mann.